This is Carrie Ryer Park, co-teacher of this class, and I'm going to be reading for you the annotations of Noah Blakely. I wanted to create a playlist exploring the relationship between Jewish Americans and African Americans in American music history. The playlist will be slightly more tilted toward a Jewish focus, as that is my cultural background. It will explore both the collaboration and conflict between Jews and African Americans in American music, and will trace much of the transformation of the American music industry from the 1930s to the present day. My first track is Echoes of Spring by Willie the Lion Smith. Echoes of Spring is Smith's most famous composition. Smith was a titan of early jazz piano who had major influences on players such as Duke Ellington and R.E. Shaw. His father was Jewish and his mother was Spanish, Black, and Native American. Willie was conversant in Yiddish and was bar mitzvahed at 13. In his later years, he served as a cantor at a Black synagogue in Harlem. He is often cited as saying that both his Jewish and Black heritages had a significant influence on his music. All of this makes Willie a fascinating example of the relationship between Jewish and Black culture in American music. My second track will be When or Where by the Benny Goodman Trio. It is one of the most well-known songs performed by the Benny Goodman Trio. I chose this track because it features a trio Benny played with, consisting of him, the drummer Gene Krupa, and the pianist Teddy Wilson. Teddy was a vaunted jazz musician himself, and being African American, formed one of the first integrated bands in popular American jazz history. Benny was the ninth child in a family of Russian Jewish immigrants who first learned music in his local synagogue. Benny was known as the King of Swing, bringing big band jazz into the greater American consciousness. With this popularity, he always brought many of the first racially integrated groups into mainstream music.
Introducing once again, ladies and gentlemen, that famed Goodman Trio, Teddy Wilson at the piano, Gene Krupa at the drums, and on the clarinet, oh, yes, of course, Mr. Goodman himself. They give us a bit of that subtle swing, Where or When.
Noah says, "My third track is Begin the Begin by Artie Shaw. I chose this track because, as well as being Jewish, Artie has connections to the two previous artists, Willie Smith and Benny Goodman. When Artie was a young up-and-coming clarinetist, he was mentored by Smith. Artie, along with Benny Goodman, is considered to be one of the great jazz clarinetists. Like Goodman, Artie was a hugely popular leader of a swing band and was also at the forefront of having racially integrated bands in popular music. Specifically, Shaw's band became one of the first white groups to tour with a black singer, Billie Holiday."
And now, ladies and gentlemen, our own version of Cole Porter's Begin the Begin.